Open Mic. Inside by Janelle Battle. Daily, I notice you frown at my thick casing. Feel you poke me with the sharp tip of your booted words. You laugh, wrap my woody shell with wicked whispers shaped like knuckles, then toss me aside. Lucky for me, I don't bruise easily. Besides, your loss is someone else's gain, for I am coconut, and the heart of me is sweeter than you know.
Tyrone, you never think other folks got feelings. Like Janelle, I must have cracked wise 100 times about her weight. Never even thought about it. It was just something I did for a laugh. Listening to her now, it don't seem all that funny.
Leslie Lucas. I'm starting to feel like I know Janelle, at least a little. And Lupe, and Gloria, and Reynard. Before Open Mic Fridays, I hardly knew anybody in this school at all. Big surprise. What could I possibly have in common with these kids? I must have asked myself that question 1,000,000 times a day when I moved here. I'm white. They're black and Hispanic. I grew up in Westchester County. They grew up in New York City. I like Sheryl Crow. They like Lauryn Hill. Except for Reynard and Devin, who are into jazz. It's like we come from 2 different planets. But hey, it's not my fault. I didn't choose to be here. If it weren't for Mom up and dying on me, I'd still be back in Ossining with my friends. I miss my friends. That's mostly why I hated moving here. I knew I wouldn't have anybody to talk to when it hurts. And it hurts all the time. Missing Mom, I mean. I was full up with loneliness for her a few weeks ago. It was one of those moments that come from out of nowhere. When you all of a sudden feel something reach inside your chest, grab your heart and squeeze till you can hardly breathe. I was in the girls' locker room at the time. And for a minute, I wheeled around like Uncle Donnie does when he's drunk. That's when I bumped into Portia Johnson. Portia Johnson has the reputation for being a little touched in the head. In freshman year, she'd beaten the snot out of a girl who pushed her too far. They say it took 4 people to pull her off of the other girl. Everybody had pretty much steered clear of her since then. This is who I bump into. "Hey, watch it," she said. "Sorry," I told her. "You got that right. Why don't you sorry yourself on out of here?" Usually, this would be the cue for me to make myself invisible. But I was hurting too bad, and I was not in the mood. I flung my locker door open and spoke between my teeth. "I said I was sorry. Now why don't you just leave me alone?" "Leave you alone? Look, if you wanted to be left alone, why the hell did you invade my space?" By space, I thought she meant neighborhood. That's when I felt my head spin off. My mom died, all right, and I was sent to live with my grandmother who lives in this neighborhood, and I had no choice. Not that it's any of your business.